Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am with Robbie Raw of The Raw Truth. And Robbie, New York State has not yet decided which phase gyms and yoga facilities can reopen under the four phases here. What are your concerns as far as gyms not being able to open as quickly as other businesses?
Well, I have a lot of concerns. Thank you, Tom, for asking. Honestly, I mean, I'm a registered nurse. I've been in the health and fitness industry for 40 years. And why our health isn't, you know, in phase one of this, I don't get. I mean, honestly, we're opening, you know, other businesses. And even when businesses weren't open, if you went to places like Lowe's or some of these other places, people were packed in there next to each other. We're talking about being able to, you know, make accommodations for people to boost their immune system and exercise and do it in a safe, you know, way. I mean, obviously, I know the gym I work for is, you know, working on making those accommodations to making sure that we meet whatever necessary guidelines there are. We've got to open the gyms. This is an important part of our health. And unfortunately, you know, no one's talking about that. So it's frustrating for me because that should be the number one concern. Yes, we can't have a lot of people next to each other sweating on things. We need to make sure that we leave time to wipe down equipment and wipe down the rooms and, you know, make sure that we meet the guidelines in terms of cleaning and all of that. But still, people have to exercise. It's paramount. I've been teaching Zoom classes for the past, you know, over 2 months now. There's over 300 people in my Zoom fitness classes, and they're dying to get back to the gym.
If it's not phase one or phase two, should it be in phase three?
Absolutely. I mean, the earlier the better, Tom. You know, there are ways that we can do it to make everyone, you know, safe and prevent the spread of disease, just like we're doing in every other business. So it should be as soon as possible, in my opinion. And I mean, with recreation being at phase four, I think it was, I'm like, well, where are the gyms? And I don't consider that recreation as health. And like I said, I'm a registered nurse. I got it. I am, you know, very well informed on what's going on with COVID-19. It's just that we need to do things to help prevent illness and prevent disease, and exercise is paramount in that.
How difficult is it for someone to maybe take a Zoom class and get into that as opposed to being in person? Getting into the exercises, getting into the workouts, maybe there's not the same intensity or energy in a Zoom class as there would be in an in-person class.
Oh, gotcha. You know, it's working. People were doing kickboxing, weightlifting, yoga. I know some instructors are doing Zumba, but I'm doing all of those, and everybody can do very well doing that. It's the gym equipment, and I'm telling you, I've been working in a gym for 40 years, and I didn't even have a set of weights at my house because I've been working in the gym. So luckily, I bought weights early on, and I'm able to do the weightlifting. But there's more than just that, that you need in your home gym. So if you're not someone who has all of that, then it's preferable to go to the gym. Plus, the experts are there. Many people are exercising without expertise right now, and that could cause injury and then cause more problems. So, you know, plus, I mean, we are in a safe environment in the gym. Again, someone exercising, someone can go for a run today and have, unfortunately, a cardiac event or something. They can do it in their house. So being in a facility where you have expert advice and, you know, professional people there that can help you work through things is very important. I get a little bit concerned about the people that are working out by themselves right now, and there's so many.
What efforts have you had a chance to talk with lawmakers to try and get this reopened ASAP?
You know, I have not. Obviously, you know, I know that there are people that are the gym owners that have been, but I think that the sooner the better. I mean, this is a serious situation for all of us. We all understand the gravity of it. But when you listen to, you know, a lot of the lawmakers and the decision makers, they're not even bringing up the fact that, you know, exercise is important, that people should be exercising, and that we should be opening the gyms. I mean, it's just like any other business. There has to be guidelines in place. We can do it. We just need the opportunity to do it. I just encourage people to, you know, to continue to exercise in a safe way. And, you know, honestly, I mean, we will get through this and we will come out better for it. I think a lot of us have had a lot of time to reflect on what's important right now. You know, of course, family and faith and, you know, really taking care of our health is been my calling all of these years, and I'm, you know, I'm just grateful for the time that we've had to reflect. As awful as this whole thing has been, at least we have had time to reflect and to spend time with loved ones. Now let's get on with life here and really help take care of our bodies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.